I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast. I'm going through all of the dirty diapers, getting all sorts of body fluids shot at me from both ends. But
Sorry to
I
interrupt, just to let you
it
know that we
is.
are live and recording now. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Thank
Yes.
you.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful time, and it's hard to put into words how it makes me feel, but good, all good things.
Well, congratulations and enjoy it. It goes fast.
I'm trying. I'm doing a lot of my work from home these days. So where I can, I'm sticking at home.
Congrats. I'm 4 and a half months in, and I'm telling you, when it goes fast, it's fast.
This first month has gone quite fast. So I hear you. I didn't know that, Chris. I
Yeah.
didn't know that you were, man. Congratulations to you too.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
This is Lourdes
Congratulations,
from the
Chris.
Chambers. Good morning to all.
Appreciate that.
And
Good morning.
congratulations to all those fathers and mothers out there. We do have quorum now. We have five members. If you want to give a minute or two for the rest of the board members to join us, but I do see five up on the
I think we
screen at
have
this moment.
four.
Ah, that's right. I was counting Alex Uribe as a member. That's right. We have four, so we do have quorum. So if you want to give a
We
few more
do.
minutes for other members to join, but we do have quorum.
Let's get going. Let's get going. Go ahead.
Okay,
Lourdes
well.
is the applicant at City Hall.
No, I do not see the applicant at City Hall. Here in the chambers, there's no one, except staff, of course. But remember, they're not required to be here. And
Right.
just keep
Okay,
that in mind,
so
board members, please, as you review the
can we get
application, which I will
started?
present over to you. I believe you all have that up on your screen or had the chance to look it over. There's one item. So, Chair, whenever you're ready, we can start the
All
meeting.
right, perfect. Okay, let's call the minute to order. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
Flag of the United
United
States of
States
the
of
America,
America,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic
for
for
which
which
it
it
stands,
stands, one
one
nation
nation
under
under God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all. Okay, let's do a roll call. Let's begin with city staff.
Lourdes Cabrera.
Marcus Lightfoot.
Alex Uribe from the City Attorney's Office.
Thank you. Let's do the board.
Basu here.
Christian Rodriguez.
Angel Lopez.
And I have your bio. Do the swear name, Mr. Uribe. What do we do if the person is not present?
I'm gonna go ahead and read it anyway, and anybody who is out there who or well, we'd swear in anybody again, but I'm just gonna do it for protocol. If anybody wants to present testimony, please raise your right hand. And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Lourdes. And that's all ready for you, Mr. Chair.
All right, let's start with applicant number one, Ms. Lourdes.
Thank you. Good morning, board members. The first item for review and only item for review this morning is DRB-2025-033. Applicant, All General Painting Services, property owner, Larkin Community Hospital, Inc., 4 Larkin Community Hospital, location 7031 Southwest 62nd Avenue. And the request is for exterior painting. I'm sure you all had a chance to look over this application and the submittals and photos attached with staff's report. And this is the Larkin Community Hospital just down the street from us at 7031 Southwest 62nd Avenue. The Larkin Community Hospital is an existing five-story building within the zoning District H for hospital. And the applicant, there's staff report up on the screen. And the applicant is basically requesting approval for two paint colors, Sherwin-Williams, both by the same manufacturer, Sherwin-Williams SW6253 Olympus White, and Sherwin-Williams SW7602 Indigo Batik, which is the two colors, and basically the lighter color, which is for the most part the body of this five-story building, and then the accent is just to emphasize the entrance and that sidewall on the darker color. Pursuant to our code, we have section 20-8.13A, 20-7.24A, the architectural standards colors. And the code section basically allows up to four colors for a body, two colors for trims, and then it gives you percentages and so forth. This one's very straightforward. I know it kind of looks like light blue up in the screen, but that is indeed, and I do have the actual paint swatch. It is a cool white, kind of like a light, very light gray. It's not a light blue. And then the indigo, the darker color, which is emphasizing the entrance and that side facade, is the darker color. So in conclusion, when reviewing the application and the photographs prepared by the applicant, Alberto Lima, illustrates the proposed exterior paint color scheme for Larkin Community Hospital. And it is staff's observation that one paint color that the applicant has selected, it coincides for a body color, as there's only one, the Olympus White 6253, and the second color as an accent color, Sherwin-Williams 7602, which is a dark blue that would emphasize the building's trim that does go all around the main entrance, and the walls at no more than 25% of the surface of the building. Also, it is important to note that the code allows for any manufacturer, so either Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, in this case Sherwin-Williams, is acceptable. With that said, staff's recommendation is for approval with the following condition. Any comments and suggestions from the board? And we'll switch that. I'm not sure who's monitoring the screen, but if we could switch to the, so we can see where the colors are being implemented on the actual facade. There were some photographs that the applicant, there is just noted, and there you see the white throughout the building, and then the trim and the indigo, which is the darker. But there is some photographs showing what it would look like after a finished product. Marcus is doing the scrolling here. Further down. The photos are further down, Marcus.
Towards the end.
There it is. That's the blue above the signage. And then on that other photo, you see the trim that goes all the way around in the wall. I do have actual photograph of the color superimposed, and I'm going on and on. I'm sorry, but the applicant is not here. As a reminder, they're not required to be present. I'm not sure why they're not here, but that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Uders. Okay, let's start with a public comment. Is there anybody in chambers who would like to speak?
There's nobody in the chambers but staff.
Thank you. Let's go with the board members. Subrata, would you like to comment?
Well, I mean, there's nothing much to comment. I just wish the photographs were a little better, because I see here basically the body of the building is really blue instead of whatever the white is, Olympus white. And there's one photograph which is the body is white.
I think, Subrata, if I may through the chair, I think it comes out blue because the photographs are glossy. They have a glossy finish. So I don't know, between that and the light of the copier, I don't understand, but I can indeed vouch Olympus White is the name. It's not a clean snow white color. It is it almost appears like a light, soft gray, very soft, cool gray.
The one photograph that is the body of the building is white with a wood fence in the front. And is that?
Yes, that's a better representation. That photo, for some reason, it's almost
the gray. The trim, it looks like a gray. That should be blue, correct?
Right. The trim is a coastal a blue, navy blue. See, that photo is much, much lighter, but it does depict the lighter color better. Whereas the blue is very light in that color, in that photo with the fence, with the wooden fence. We can move it up to show that fence.
That's fine. So I don't have any comments.
It's not light blue and navy blue. It is a soft, very soft gray and blue. It is not a royal blue like you see up in the screen either.
And removing one of the wall signs, are they going to put that back on?
Yes. Or? Definitely. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sobrata. Christian, would you like to comment?
No comments for me.
Thank you. Angel?
I think the proposal is acceptable. The majority is going to be that white color with some blue accents. I know that the building has some green awnings, and I don't know how that color is going to, how that green is going to look against the white and the blue accents. But that's not, you know, for us to review right now. I think what they're proposing is acceptable.
Thank you, Angel. And I also don't have any comments. The paint job is much needed, so.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can make a motion. Is there a motion on the board?
So moved.
Thank you, Sobrata. I'll second. Okay. Motion to approve with comments, or there's no comments, so let's vote. Sobrata?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Angel?
Yes.
And I will yes as well. So let's move to the next item, which is approval of minutes, Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes?
Yeah, move it.
Thank you. Motion to move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Hearing none, minutes approved. Next meeting is November 4th, 2025 at 8:30. This was short and sweet. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Congratulations, bye-bye. Alex and Christian, on your newborns.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alex, was it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Oh, nice. I got a girl, so enjoy. I'm telling you, they grow really quick from where you're at right now.
Yeah. No, it's going fast. I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Take care.
Congrats, guys. Yeah.